Okay, prayer as an intro to my revival guide. I could make some, if I want, some artistic adventure here that I stand up in the studio with a green screen and then put myself and Blender in front of some deep pit. First it could look like a rabbit hole, but then it becomes a big black pit, and I could say something like this. Okay, so if you dare to open that Pandora's box of questioning anything, you poor innocent devotee might find yourself standing here by the rabbit hole, or maybe it will start to look like a black pit. Do you want to jump in there? Well, we are, of course, talking about what I've seen surfacing more and more in the social media forums out there. The ones where devotees do that questioning. But how about those strange things that Srila Prabhupada said? Well, I've learned by now that when you seek the truth and find yourself standing by this pit, Well, it's a pit of fear, right? It's fear down there. But then truth always prevails, right? So, here we go. And then I can pretend to jump. I don't need to make all this graphic stuff, but this is mainly just my creative fantasy play here, but maybe. And well, I also learned that when you do, simply taking shelter of Krishna and asking for help. And you'll soon find yourself coming out into a new brightness on the other side. And that's how we step up to new levels of understanding things. So, of course, the question there, the first one, that hardly anyone dares even asking, except now when I see it being asked, you can't pretend it's not there, is, of course, did Srila Prabhupada know and do everything perfect, or did he sometimes make mistakes and were wrong about something? And the fear then, I heard one say, is that if he was wrong about something, then maybe he was wrong about everything. Well, I guess that's the pit. Now, it's up to you want to follow
there. Okay, and then I jump or something like that.